everybody. My name is Siglepta Nisabel, and you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. In this riveting edition, we're going to be talking about building a cross-compiler to cross-compile Mega Happy Sprite into Windows to be run on Windows, that is building the program Mega Happy Sprite on a Unix system and having it run on Windows. Mega Happy Sprite is a sprite editor that I wrote some while ago, like in 2009, so a good number of years ago. It's a sprite editor for the Sega Genesis. It doesn't run on the Sega Genesis, it just makes sprites for use on the Sega Genesis. It runs natively on Unix systems, but I ported it to Windows about a year ago because of popular demand. What I use to build a Windows program is the MingW32 build environment that is for Unix. I tried installing MingW32 on OpenBSD and Linux and failed miserably, but I got it working on FreeBSD, so that's good. I'll talk about how to get it working on FreeBSD. First thing you want to do is install some ports. So go to /user/ports/devil. In that, you'll see some subdirectories called MingW32-*. And so you want to install, make install MingW32-bin-msvcrt, MingW32-binutils, MingW32-gcc, MingW32-pthreads, and finally MingW32/zlib. Those are all the, we're not using OpenSSL or anything fancy. Those are just the pthreads and zlib primarily, and the actual build environment we're using to build Mega Happy Sprite. Mega Happy Sprite also depends on libSDL, and I'll talk about how to install libSDL in a moment. Once you've made and installed those programs, you'll see that it populated a directory called /user/local/MingW32. And in that directory, you have subdirectories, bin, for instance, lib, and include. What we want to do is mosey on over to bin, see what's inside of it. And you can see that all the standard development tools are there, RAS, CPP, GCC, LD, object copy, object dump, brandlib, readelf, and so on, strings and strip, and a couple of new ones that you're not familiar with, wingdmc and windres. I'll talk about those in a bit. So mosey on over to the lib directory, and you see a bunch of libraries. These libraries are what you're going to be linking against. They're not ELF archives, rather they're COF archives, the library format that we're going to be using. For MingW32s is COF, and these libraries get linked specifically with the MingW32 binutils and GCC. And then mosey on over to the include directory. These are all the inclusion files with definitions and whatnot for various windowy things, like WinDNS, Windows.h, Windows SX, and WinAir, and so on. So this is the complete environment here, is what you're, this is the complete make environment right here. This is everything you need, except for libSDL. We want to add libSDL to this. So mosey on over to libSDL.org and go to the download section. You'll see at the wee bottom, development libraries, Win32. What you want to download is sdl-devil-version-number-mingw32.tar.gz. So go ahead and download this and uncompress it. You'll see it creates a nice little directory for you, sdl-version-number. And in it, you'll see some familiar things. You'll see a /bin, that's cool. You'll see a /lib and /include. What you want to do is copy everything in /bin and include and lib. Bin is not also necessary, but it helps to have that copied as well, just so you know where the bin files are. The only thing that bin really includes is sdl config, and we're not using sdl config, so like it's not really necessary. It does include a runtime library. You might be familiar, if you're familiar with Windows, .dll files. This contains sdl.dll, which you'll need in your runtime environment. So again, go ahead and copy those files, bin, lib, and include into /user/local/ming-w32, bin, info, and directories. We're almost done now. What we need now is SDL image. So mosey on over to the SDL website again. Again, that's libsdl.org. And go to libraries and search for SDL image. What you want to do is go to the website, which is ugly, really ugly, and download SDL image -double-version-number-vc.zip. And once you have unzipped that, you'll see that it creates a directory called SDL_image-version-number. In that directory, you'll see include in lib, which is awesome. That's the two things you want. In lib, you have a subdirectory x86. Copy SDL image.lib from that to your /local/ming-w32/lib, and copy the include files as well, and then you're set. We have a complete make environment for MingW. 32. And so you want to do is run it and use it, which is pretty straightforward. Instead of typing GCC, you type MingW32-GCC, and it should create a program for you. Now that we've got a MingW32 environment, compiling environment all set up, actually porting, my experience porting Mega Happy Sprite was actually pretty trivial. It wasn't, my Mega Happy Sprite doesn't depend on Unix domain sockets or anything that's obviously Unix. It's pretty straightforward, just depending on SDL, which is ported to Windows. All I really did was modify my makefile. If you download the source for Mega Happy Sprite, you'll notice that there are two makefiles. There's one just called makefile, and there's another one called makefile.windows. I just pretty much changed the environment variable CC to MingW32GCC, and that's about it, including some of the libraries. I'll let you know what libraries we have to include if you want to make an SDL application. There are a few that you need to include. First of all, you need to define main. There's a variable there called main, so you -D main equals SDL main. And then you want to specify -M windows. I believe this is for architecture, which happens to be Windows. And then you want to link against MingW32, the MingW32 library, so that would be -L MingW32. And then the User32 library, the GDI32 library, the WinMM library, the DXGUID library, and then SDL main, SDL, and SDL image libraries. And so yeah, there's a couple of things that this does. It produces a mega.exe file instead of just a mega.elf file that is directly, you can run that on a Windows computer. I happen to generate the mega.exe files into a directory called Windows, where I have those files that I was talking about, sdl.dll and sdlimage.dll and libjpg.dll, and that's it. Those library files that I was talking about actually get packaged with the runtime, with the actual program file. And so Windows will use those dynamic libraries if they're in the same directory. And so it's good to package stuff with those libraries. You don't necessarily have to. You can hope that people have the libraries, but chances are they don't. So it's good to package those things with the binary. The couple of things I had to look out for was there is no realpath on Windows, realpath being a particular library call that converts a path like /mega/.dot/cons to plain old /cons. And so I had to replace that. And that's about it. I had to modify my loader to deal with the slashes that go the other way. And that's it. Like, there wasn't really much to porting this. One thing that we do want is an icon. So you'll notice that there's mega.ico in the Mega Happy Sprite source code file. That happens to be the actual icon file. You can save that with the GIMP. The GIMP will load and save those files. And then what you need to do is edit mega.rc and have the ID icon mega.ico in there to identify that there is an icon in the res script. After that, you want to run mingw32-winres to generate a res call file. You do that with these arguments, winres mega.rc-o cough-lowercase o, that was a capital O before, mega.res, and then you can link against mega.res as you would a regular object file, and that includes your icon. And, let's see here. What else? I believe that's it. So, the hard part was getting the make environment all set up. The easy part was actually porting it. So I hope you guys have fun porting your programs to Windows. What are you, crazy? People are saying, well, we're on Linux. We don't want to deal with Windows. But, you know, some people do. And some people don't, so it's not for everyone. Just if you want to have your Windows programs working on Windows, you can definitely do it in a Unix environment. So take care, everyone, and happy hacking. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.